Let's turn now to local sports here on KNKX. Football fans are going to see two very good quarterbacks compete on Sunday afternoon at CenturyLink Field. The Seahawks, led by Russell Wilson, hosts the Houston Texans and their rookie quarterback, Deshaun Watson. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick about the matchup and how the Seahawks have been forced to make some adjustments after the first six games of the season.
Art, have the Seahawks solved enough of their problems to be contenders for the playoffs?
We're going to find out this weekend, I think. They're making progress, especially along the offensive line, which has been the year-long, if not decade-long, vulnerability for the Seahawks. But it's still not resolved, and a part of the reason we can't tell is because they've had a really soft schedule so far. I think maybe people have forgotten this, but the New York Giants are 1-6. The Indianapolis Colts are 2-5. And the San Francisco 49ers are 0-7. That means that three of their four wins, these teams combined for a record of 3-18. They've taken advantage, as they should. If they lost to one of those, that would have been a bad deal. But the only other team that they've beaten was the Rams in Los Angeles, and that was a nail-biter that could have gone the other way in the final minute. So the Texans, they're 3-3, but they have a really stout defense. They won't have their star player, J.J. Watt, who is out with an injury, but they're still good, and they really have now a very interesting offense.
Right, and they have an emerging star in their new quarterback, a rookie, Deshaun Watson, who led Clemson to a national championship in January.
Right. He is phenomenal, and Pete Carroll this week just sort of gushed about how good he is, and I'm looking at his numbers and what he's done, and he seems like a rookie Russell Wilson in terms of productivity, but I even think he's better than Russell was in his rookie year simply because he's had more experience at a high level, and he's so athletically gifted. It's quite remarkable. He right now is the sixth-rated passer at the NFL. Russell Wilson is the ninth. And even more remarkably, he averages 7.2 yards a game. That leads the NFL among running backs and quarterbacks who've had at least 25 carries. He is so swift when he takes off, and he's so accurate when he throws that at age 22, he's altogether one of the best people who've come into the league at that position that we've seen in a while. So I hope that fans can appreciate that this is a special kid that will make for a great entertainment Sunday. And the Seahawks basically had to armor up for this guy by hiring Dwight Freeney.
That's right. Now, he's a veteran, seven-time Pro Bowl player, but at age 37, can he still compete with all that young talent?
He's going to have to. This is a difficult assignment. He's not going to be in there the whole time. He's only going to play 15 to 20 snaps, backing up Frank Clark, and Frank Clark is the replacement for Cliff Averill. Averill injured his neck October 1st, and he's out till at least mid-December, and the neck injury that he sustained might be career-ending. So Clark is a real bonus because he's, I think, the equivalent of Averill. But they have to have backups. That's one of the biggest things that they needed. And they drafted for it in April. The Seahawks, unfortunately, got nothing out of Malik McDowell, their number one draft choice, because he injured himself in an ATV accident over the summer, has not played a lick. He's now back in town. He's now working out, running. He had a severe concussion, but seems to be over that. And he may play by the end of the year. We don't know about that. But they're really shorthanded at the defensive end spot, and that's why they hired Dwight Freeney. He's a great asset, I think, and whether he can keep up with the young guy at age 22, Deshaun Watson, is going to be the big adventure on Sunday.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.